And now, two pigeons bemoaning the fact you can stream DirecTV satellite-free.
Hey, Frank, a little birdie told me you don't need a satellite dish to get DirecTV.
What's little birdie?
Was it Jimmy the Sparrow?
It's a figure of speech. Point is, you can stream DirecTV over the internet now.
Oh, sure. Next you're going to tell me those big birds are made of metal and filled with people, right?
You mean airplanes?
Stream DirecTV without a satellite dish. Visit DirecTV.com. High-speed internet service required. Terms and restrictions apply.
Booker leaning in and kicks it back out to Paul. The shot clock at three. Here's Paul for a three. Good! Chris Paul with another huge shot when it matters most. And the Suns lead by six.
Good morning and welcome to the Daily Ding. Happy, is it Thursday? Oh, yes, it's Thursday. Wow, it's been a long week already. I am Dave DeFore, and I'm joined as I am every Thursday morning by my co-host, Andrew Schleck. What's up, Andrew?
Oh, what's up, Dave? Big night in the NBA. I love it.
You know, we got a big game. It feels like Utah is having one of these big games, I don't know, every week or two. In a season that hasn't felt like it's had a ton of huge games,
yeah.
Utah has been in an overwhelming number of them.
Yes. Yeah, and it's because people want to show what they've got against Utah. Utah's the best record in the league. Let's see what they really got.
Well, Phoenix, they gave them everything they had, and they won this game in overtime, 117-113. And, you know, this is why the NBA is so successful, because when you have these big games, the stars tend to show up and show off. And this game was no different. I mean, we had a 41-point Donovan Mitchell game. He hits a three to take it into overtime. And he's probably the guy we're going to talk about last. I want to start with Chris Paul, because this was a vintage Chris Paul game. He totally dominated this game from the mid-range,
yep,
from the outside, around the basket, and making plays. He had 29 points, 9 assists, was 12 of 24 shooting. But just, he had the defense on his heels all night long.
Yeah, getting to that mid-range jumper is so crucial against the Utah Jazz. That's one of the ways that you beat the Jazz, is that they protect the rim really well. They guard the perimeter really well. That middle space is just something that most guys aren't good at anymore. And Chris Paul is phenomenal. And he's been really successful in the last several years with Houston, with OKC, and then here in Phoenix now. Really successful against the Jazz because of that, because he has that comfort level there. And also, he had a really good chemistry tonight with DeAndre Ayton, who was setting some great screens. You want to talk about screen assists, Utah fans? Take a look at DeAndre Ayton's play tonight. He had plenty of them himself.
He had a great one down the stretch on someone, I can't remember who he screened, but for Booker, for a little mid-range jump shot. And he just got extra physical on it, stuck his knee out a little bit, you know, was really digging in, but also was beating the defense down court a lot and trying to take advantage of mismatches. In particular, if Gobert was complaining to the referee, Ayton saw that as a green light and was sprinting down court. I thought it was one of the best games from him this season, and it wasn't perfect, which I know a lot of people always want from these players, but you can just see so much growth. I mean, this is a matchup that I know Phoenix has been worried about. They play Saric a lot, and he's been great, but they can't play Saric against the likes of the Denver Nuggets or the Lakers or the Jazz, because you just can't trust him to be able to hold up against the size that they have inside. So they need these sorts of games from Ayton as we head into the playoffs, just so they have a little bit of trust in him going forward. But also, Chris Paul wasn't alone, because Devin Booker had a fantastic game, was 9 of 10 from the free throw line. By the way, we got to stop showing graphics toward the end of games. If a guy is shooting 100%, come on, put it in the CBA, guys. You're just a jinx at this point. But Devin Booker was spectacular in this game, took over in overtime. I mean, him and Chris Paul, it's like the best backcourt in basketball right now.
Yeah, he can get off whatever shot he wants to. And I love watching Devin Booker off of the tip, because he grabbed that ball and he drove it right to the basket and got them up to at the start of overtime. That aggression that he plays with on the offensive end is something that I've always loved, and especially off the tip. And it's not always a shot he's looking for. He sets great screens off the tip. There's just always like little things that I'm watching, and he's one of the more creative guys in those moments where most guys just get the ball and want to slow things down. Like, he's always active.
Phoenix very clearly understands the importance of the first couple possessions of overtime. Not only did they get that first bucket, but the next possession they had, Chris Paul takes an early shot clock three, knowing a 5-point lead in overtime is really easy to protect. I mean, I actually love that strategy from Phoenix. And, you know, it's no surprise because you got Chris Paul and Monty Williams is a great coach. So, you know, Phoenix just, I mean, fantastic night from them. But Utah didn't, I mean, they got beaten in this game. And a lot of it is because they went 11 of 44 from three. And that's sort of the story of their season. If they can't make threes, they do have a hard time winning. And they did okay defensively against Phoenix, I thought. But they just didn't have the punch in spite of 41 points from Donovan Mitchell. His growth, and you can really see it down the end of games, he's just making reads, hitting those skip passes to the corner in ways and spots that he wasn't doing a year and a half ago.
Yeah, he's a brilliant player, and his knack for shot making, that three that he hit to send this game into overtime, was really something. And it's the matchup between Mitchell and Booker is really fun. And what makes it the most fun to me is that Mitchell is also guarding Booker down the stretch. I mean, that is something that not many of these guys that are just pure scorers do. I mean, Booker's not doing it. Like, he's over there guarding just a standstill shooter. And so huge credit to Mitchell. I know Jazz lost this game. I think it's, you mentioned the 3-point shooting, but the offensive rebounds were just absolutely killer for them. They gave up 16 offensive boards to Phoenix. And that's, I mean, obviously that's not something that Mitchell is doing, but man, Donovan Mitchell deserves a ton of praise for the season that he's had.
Well, you got to get Rudy Gobert some help, I think, on the glass. I mean, he was insane in this game.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to look at the box score if you're listening and you're going to say, well, Rudy Gobert was -7. Well, don't let that tell the story. No. Because when he wasn't on the court, it was not as good. And when this has been the story for them all season. Now, they've been able to keep treading water when he's off the court, usually. So over the course of the season, they've been fine. But in spots like this, when you've got guards who are able to attack and penetrate to the mid-range and hit those shots, I think that's where he needs another guy, especially for the glass. Phoenix did a really great job of just gang rebounding. But DeAndre Ayton was so active on the glass that I thought Utah needed an extra body inside to keep him off the boards. I would have considered Favors and Gobert together for a little bit just because of how hard Ayton was going.
Yeah, and they've kind of sacrificed those type of lineups for just the 3-point shooting, and it just didn't work. It just didn't pay off tonight. On most nights, a team that's 38-13. It works. So I can't fault them. I mean, you're gonna lose close games. It's just a part of NBA regular season.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service at any time. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard.
This episode is brought to you by Michelob Ultra, the official beer sponsor of the NBA. Want to get closer to the game than ever before? Michelob Ultra Courtside is giving fans the chance to win exclusive NBA prizes and experiences like official gear, courtside seats to an NBA game, and more. Head over to MichelobUltra.com/courtside to learn more. Okay, let's quickly run through the rest of the games from tonight. I mean, that game was just incredible. The Pacers beat the Wolves 141-137. Not a lot of defense played in this game at all, but some weird comments after the game. Anthony Edwards kind of questioned the Timberwolves' defensive effort generally. Karl-Anthony Towns essentially said that the Wolves don't really try until the end of the game. What the hell is going on in Minnesota?
Probably what's been going on for the last decade in Minnesota. Just apathy.
It's sad.
Just bad basketball, man. They don't have bad players. Like, they've got good players there. This is just bad culture.
The Wizards use a little Russell Westbrook triple-double magic to beat the Magic in the Tri-Wizard tournament. Russ sneakily playing pretty well as we come to the end of the season. Is someone going to trade for him this summer?
No.
Celtics beat the Knicks in the battle of the seven seed. All right, look, man, we're going to talk about this on Nerd or She Wrote tomorrow on the Athletic NBA show, but why in the hell is Elfrid Payton still starting for the Knicks? Come on now. It's quickly time. It's been quickly time.
They need more IQ.
That's right. The Nets completely rout the Pelicans. I mean, this was going to be one of the marquee games for us tonight. We were going to talk about how they guard Zion and how that might look, you know, compared to guarding Giannis and all of this stuff. But it didn't matter because it was 139-111 and really wasn't even that close. But Kevin Durant is back. He did not miss a shot in this game. Looked awesome. Is the East just a foregone conclusion unless someone in Brooklyn gets hurt for the rest of the year?
Do we have to say if some two or some three get hurt for Brooklyn? I mean, it's not even some one at this point, because look at the team they put together. It's like, it's a great rotation, great solid rotation. They're missing James Harden. Oh my gosh, okay. Like, whatever. I don't know. I'd like to still believe that the Sixers or the Bucks can make this interesting, but I honestly don't think they can.
My pet theory is that no one's been hurt this entire time. They're just all taking rest. The Grizzlies beat the Hawks. The Grizzlies now won 8 of 11.
Yeah.
One of the hottest teams in basketball. The only losses that they have in that stretch, all three of them, came against the Utah Jazz. Could we potentially see a 3-game playoff sweep, 1 versus 8?
I think we've seen the playoff preview, guys. Get ready. Right. Round one.
If Utah wins the first game, let's just call it. The Mavericks suffered an embarrassing loss to the Houston Rockets. No two ways about it. When you're a team trying to be, you know, hopefully get home court advantage in the playoffs, you just can't lose to tanking teams.
No. Shouts to Josh Richardson, who scored the rare 1 point in a game.
The Thunder win tonight by losing to the Hornets. No longer too good to tank.
it's
now
wonderful.
They're tanking good. They're tanking properly.
Yeah. The success has just been unbelievable in OKC lately. They have their first 4-game losing streak. This is great.
Teo Maledon and Alexei Pokuševski were just insane tonight.
So those two are the first two teammates since Kyrie Irving and Tristan Thompson to score 25 points in a game as rookies. And also Alexei Pokuševski, the youngest player in NBA history to hit 7 threes in a game. Just unbelievable from Poku. He was super fun tonight. 25-9-4, the future.
Every team ahead of OKC should have drafted him. And the Nuggets keep rolling. They beat the Spurs 106-96. They've now won 7 straight, 16 of 19, and 6-0 since the Aaron Gordon trade. That's going to do it for today's show, folks. Don't forget about all our other podcasts over at The Athletic. Go to theathletic.com/dailyding and sign up if you haven't already. Thank you guys for listening, as always. Andrew, take it away.
Ding, ding.
As you've probably heard by now, we've teamed up with BetMGM this season. We'll be using BetMGM lines to make all of our picks, and we'll have special offers for our listeners each week. If you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC, and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager with BetMGM. Here's how it works. Download the BetMGM app and sign up using bonus code THEATHLETIC. Make your first deposit of at least $10, place your first bet on any game, and claim your voucher for a 1-year subscription to The Athletic. See BetMGM.com for terms. U.S. promotional offers not available in D.C., Mississippi, New York, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. Call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369 in New York. Call 1-800-NEXT-STEP in Arizona. 1-800-327-5050 in Massachusetts. 1-800-BETS-OFF in Iowa. 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help in Michigan. 1-800-981-0023 in Puerto Rico. First bet offer for new customers only in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel. Don't forget, if you haven't signed up for BetMGM yet, use bonus code THEATHLETIC and you'll get a 1-year subscription to The Athletic, plus up to a $1,500 first bet offer on your first wager.